Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about government overreach when government crosses the red line. May I say to you, we're watching that take place in America today, and we're looking at the censorship of Americans through free speech, religious liberties. We're watching the curtain coming down, as I use the term, in relationship to what we see happening. I'm looking at an article here now that says freedom of speech slipping away as the new Biden-Harris administration assumes power. The most basic American freedom of speech and expression is under unprecedented threat. The survey just published by the Pew Research Center, 86% say often or sometimes they get their news from digital. And it talks about then the way we get the news, the way we get the word is through social media by the digital means. And that's being shut down, shut off, and completely taken away from the American citizens today so that we do not have the opportunity to communicate truth with others across the nation. Here's an article that says America under censorship, Biden's presidency certified free speech may no longer exist. And Biden has on several occasions says that the Bill of Rights is not in stone, that it does not mean that we will always have a Bill of Rights. He feels that he has the right by executive order or through Nancy Pelosi and the AOC and the wicked group called the House of Representatives and the Beltway in Washington. Somehow they feel that they can take away, eviscerate, simply nullify by executive order or by fiat legislation, take away our Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not so. We've never heard that. We've never dreamed that a century ago. In fact, as one of the callers a moment ago talked about the church being closed with the sign out front, giving all of the orders from the federal government of what you ought to do and how you ought to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that we need to obey God and not government. We need to recognize that it's Christ, not Caesar, that we should have our allegiance to. Back in March of last year, and I've said it 1,000 times since, March of last year, I made the statement on this broadcast that if churches simply refused to shut down, that they wouldn't have enough jails to put all the pastors in. We need to take the stand then. We didn't. And it's gotten far worse today, not just with the lockdown of business, not just with the shutdown of the businesses, the restaurants, et cetera. Several hundred thousand have closed that will never open. We've had about 225,000 people that have died as a result of hopelessness and helplessness, despair and depression as a result of the lockdowns. And now with the kids in school being out of school for over a year, finding out more and more of them are taking their own lives out of a sense of hopelessness and helplessness and a total sense of futility. We need to understand where we are, ladies and gentlemen. We need to recognize that this administration, the Biden administration, is not a friend of we the people, but is a dictator with a mindset of being an oligarch in total authority and total control of the nation by fiat executive orders. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I believe there will be a life review at some time after we pass on and go to the next life, where it'll be an analysis, evaluation of what we did. And I could just imagine, I don't know if it'll be an angel or Jesus himself saying, you knew about all this gradual anti-Christian influence increasing, why didn't you take a stand? And we're to be salt and light. So one of the main ways we can be salt and light is to call our legislators, email them. We need to do what we can and fight them, legally fight them. I mean, the Constitution is on our side if they will pay attention to it. I could even imagine them saying, you listened to Dr. Youngblood's program and you knew all this was happening. What did you do to go against it?
Brother, you're exactly right. There's coming a day. In fact, let me just give a little eschatological, chronological timeline for our listeners based on what you said. Immediately following the rapture of the church, and the rapture of the church is it's the Latin term rapturus, the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ. Everyone that's saved, blood-bought, Bible-saved, will be snatched out of this old world. And there's not another sign that's to be carried out, not another sign that's to take place, to be fulfilled in the Scripture before that takes place. So it's imminent. It could take place at any moment. Immediately following the rapture of the church, every child of God, every Christian, will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ in what is called the Bema Seat Judgment. That is the judgment seat of Christ. And in that Bema Seat Judgment, we will give an account, the Scripture says, for every deed done to the body, whether it be good or bad. Or the word in the King James text is evil. The word evil is the word poneros. It means that which is worthless, that which is bad, that which is ominous, that which has no value. So, yes, we will be adjudicated not on whether or not we're saved, but what we did with what we knew, with what the Bible says we ought to do and how we ought to respond. And I think there'll be my most humble opinion. The Bible doesn't record this in verbatim, but I think there'll be a lot of sadness and sorrow in relationship to looking back of what could have been, what should have been, and what was not done in the hearts and the lives of believers, not just in the realm of with what we're doing and not doing now, but in the realm of as Christians, whether we were sold out and surrendered in our lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And may I say this, Joseph, for anybody listening, if you're sold out and surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, it's not my will but His. It's not my way but His. It's not my word but His word that ought to be the authentication of what we do and what we say.
Amen.
If we're going to serve Christ, we're going to be dead to self. That's taking up the cross and following Him. Take up the cross means we're going to die to self, be alive to Christ, and it's only what God's word says that we ought to do is what we need to do. And so, yes, you're exactly right. And so I'd be, for me, looking at it personally, I would be absolutely petrified, frightened to think that one day I'll stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and have to give an account for what I did not do with the knowledge that I had as to what I ought to do. Every child of God today, as I use the term so often, we need to absolutely storm the telephones, the emails, et cetera, for our legislators locally, the city council, statewide, and nationwide, demanding that they recognize our Bill of Rights, demanding our freedoms. And we need to bombard City Hall with the demand that the empty suit called the mayor cease and desist his absolute executive orders, forcing citizens to go around with a big old mask on when it's been proven that masks do not stop the pathogen. 85% of those that have died with the pathogen called COVID, 97% of that 85% were mask wearers. Did it help? No. Does it prevent it? No. Dr. Fauci, in his vacillating wishy-washy over the past year, on one occasion, February the 8th of 2020, said that we did not need to wear a mask. March 18th of 2020, he said, you need to wear a mask. And now the same idiots, if I can be so blunt, they're now saying we need to wear 2, 3, even 4 masks. It's to see how far Americans will go in our submission and surrender of our Bill of Rights. That's exactly what I'm talking about today, Joseph. So you're exactly right, brother. Thank you so much for calling, for your insight. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the article. I touched on it a moment ago. America under the censorship. Biden's presidency, certified free speech may no longer be the case. In fact, it was George Washington said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, they have used COVID as the screen, as the guise to basically direct what we can and cannot do with our own health, with our own movement, with our own freedoms in America. I'm looking at an article, and perhaps you've read this, perhaps you know this, you've not heard it on television, it's not been on any of the Communist Network news media outlets. Ladies and gentlemen, this article says, study finds that the Center for Disease Control inflated, listen carefully, inflated COVID numbers by 1,600%. That wasn't 16%, wasn't 160%, but 1,600%. That was designed to bring about hysteria and fear. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, you can call 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you. Is this stimulating for your thoughts? Are you concerned about where we're going? Are you going to do something about it? What would God have us to do as Christians? Should we sit in silence? Should we simply bombard the doors of heaven with our prayers asking God to intervene? Should we say anything to the elected leaders? Should we say, no, we're not going to be caught up and involved in the masquerade in our city anymore? Ladies and gentlemen, we do not have a statewide masquerade. We do not have a national masquerade other than Joe Biden's figment of his imagination for the 100 days that he claims he's going to force everybody on federal property to wear two masks now. But ladies and gentlemen, the CDC says that they have inflated the numbers by 1,600%. Let me just read you three brief paragraphs from this large article. The figures were inflated by at least 1,600% according to the Public Health Initiative of the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge, which published the study listed titled COVID-19 Data Collection. The article reads, the study asserts that the CDC willfully violated multiple federal laws, including the Information Quality Act, the Paper Reduction Act, the Administrative Procedures Act, and reported this to the National File. In January, as WorldNet Daily reported, that's an online news article, the World Health Organization admitted the gold standard or PCR test used to determine whether or not a person is infected with COVID-19 are not reliable at all on the first try, and the second try may be needed and still not reliable. The fact, the National File notes, corresponds with the CDC's quiet administration that it blended virtual and antibiotic test results for its case numbers and that the people can test positive on an antibody test if they have antibodies from a family or viruses that cause the common cold. Among the notable findings in the study is the conclusion that CDC illegally enacted new rules for data collection and reporting exclusively for COVID-19 that resulted in a 1,600% inflation of current COVID-19 fatalities and their totals. The watchdog group called Group All Concerned Citizens said in a statement provided to the National File recently. Ladies and gentlemen, that was dated February the 10th. 1,600% over reporting the number of deaths or cases, according to the CDC's own admissions today. Ladies and gentlemen, Cuomo, the governor of the state of New York, just now recognizing and half-handedly, sheepishly, without any full frontal admission, that he's responsible for the murder of about 20,000 plus senior citizens that were by executive order put back in nursing homes to kill them. They were put in nursing homes, and after they were in the nursing homes with COVID, infecting all of the others in the nursing homes, then they were transported to the hospitals to be able to die in a hospital so they'd have the rating, so the hospitals would get the COVID funds from the federal government. They didn't want them to die in the nursing homes. They just parked them there until they were so infected they could not live, put them in the hospitals so that the hospitals then could get the hundreds of thousands, yea, millions of dollars from the federal government for the COVID reimbursement funds. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not demonic, nothing in the world is. Here's an article that says, bombshell. Report says thousands more coronavirus patients were sent to nursing homes than Cuomo previously admitted. The numbers, this article says, are skyrocketing every day. The figure could be as much as 40% higher than the original on their first data that they have now found that was doctored data. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in an era when, according to the Biden administration, they have the authority to tell we the people what to do, where to go, how to live. Ladies and gentlemen, if the same federal government says that a woman has the right of her own body, that she can murder a baby by way of abortion in her own body, then why don't I have the same authority to say what I want to do with my health about my own body? Why can't I have the same right that a woman has that can murder a baby in the womb? Why don't I have the same right to say, I will not wear a mask, I will not get a vaccination? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's on the fast track for the forcing of every citizen, every person in America, to be forced into a vaccination, a COVID vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. I am passionate about and have great zeal to discuss what's happening in our nation, because it all redounds to the detriment of the worship and the free speech of the Christians in America. You might say it doesn't affect me, but it does. You might say that I'm not a conservative, but it still affects you. You might say I'm not a Christian, so it doesn't affect me. But ladies and gentlemen, it will have an ultimate detrimental dire effect on every person in the United States of America. We need to wake up, smell the coffee, and understand what is taking place. We can't sit in silence any longer. This order to social distance, this order to wear a mask, this order from Governor Cuomo in New York to put citizens in death sentence in the nursing homes to allow them to get infected, then place them in a hospital to die. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a governmentally ordered death sentence on helpless citizens that could not help themselves. Now, I don't know how you can call it anything less. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. You agree or disagree? Is this what you understand, or do you misunderstand it? Do you think that somehow, some way, this is a wrong approach? We ought not to say these things. There's some people that think that Christians ought to be silent, that we ought to simply stay in the church and not say anything outside the church. They ought to just talk about Jesus and nothing else. Ladies and gentlemen, God created the home. He created government. He created the church, and he did so in that order. Anything from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation is all about government. It's all about the process of civil communities. It's all about the Bible, the Word of God. It's about the church. It's about worship, theology, doctrine, and about where we ultimately going if we've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. It's about the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and how we ought to stand, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the fast track of socialism. That's what we're witnessing. We're witnessing the fast track on our way to a socialistic society in the United States of America. Our Bill of Rights, under socialism, there's no such thing as a Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration has signed about 4 dozen executive orders. I stated that earlier. These executive orders are not without exception removing our freedom and crossing the red line of governmental overreach. That's where we are. That's what is taking place today. In fact, here's an article that says Christians could lose their First Amendment right after the left made a shocking move, dated February the 12th, 2020. The left has waged war on anybody who challenges their extreme beliefs. They believe, this is talking about the left, they believe that their enemies don't deserve any rights at all. In the public square, they believe there's no such thing as freedom of speech. Our freedoms, Bill of Rights, are on the line. Online platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are where people make their voices heard. This is especially true following coronavirus lockdowns, where some places aren't even allowed to publicly demonstrate. YouTube completely banned the popular Christian website LifeSite News from using their website. They have stripped every video on the demand channel and closed the account completely, which had over 300,000 followers. LifeSite, ladies and gentlemen, news. The primary focus of LifeSite News channel was to talk about abortion and the murder of babies in the womb. They had 300,000 videos and articles. And ladies and gentlemen, it was shut down and everything wiped clean. This article says YouTube just completely removed all of the LifeSite News YouTube channel. This is a temporary ban. Every single one of our videos have completely disappeared, this article says. Being completely removed from YouTube means we've lost access to more than 300,000 of our followers. The Christian website used the platform to mostly promote pro-life videos advocating for an end to abortion, which is the First Amendment-protected activity. But big tech platform like YouTube, which is owned by Google, content such as considered as hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hate speech if you talk about murder by way of abortion. It's hate speech if you say there's something wrong with the election. It's hate speech if you say Dominion voting machines were set up and rigged so that they would steal votes and give them to Joe Biden. It's hate speech if we say that the vaccine is dangerous. It's hate speech if we say that we ought not to wear a mask. It's hate speech if we say anything against the lockdowns. It's hate speech speech if we do anything other than in sync with the Biden administration's mandates. You understand? The position that we take as Christians and as conservatives and as patriotic Americans now, we're considered to be the haters. We're the all that we say is hate speech. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you a litany of some of the things that I see that Biden has already done, that perhaps is irreparably done, that will not be reversed with any future administration. Forced abortions already were in place. We already had abortion on demand. But now, ladies and gentlemen, it's forcing abortion not only nationally but internationally. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, you may not know this, but on an international level, Biden has sent out the directive that every government that we give any taxpayer money to must include abortion on demand in their ideology and in their dogma for their governmental running, their governmental operation. Ladies and gentlemen, setting the Domestic Terrorism Commission up and putting it in place is what the Biden administration has done. What they call the Domestic Terrorism Commission, ladies and gentlemen, literally lists those that are religious people, religious fanatics, religious, those of us that believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, those of us that take a dogmatic stand on truth, those of us that will stand for our religious liberties and the freedom of speech, we're viewed as part of the domestic terrorist in America today. And their philosophy and their position is that we ought not to be able to do so. We're called religious extremists under the executive order by Joe Biden as they set up the Domestic Terrorism Commission. And now Nancy Pelosi wants a 9/11 style commission. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize the fake, phony farce of an impeachment for President Donald J. Trump cost a little over $30 million of taxpayer money? And you go back the previous work that was done by the Mueller investigation was about $45 million. And now they're talking about setting up a domestic terrorist commission. We'll spend another $40, $50, $100 million. The 9/11 type commission will be another $50, $100 million. They're spending the taxpayer money like there's no end to it. Ladies and gentlemen, our debt now is about $27 trillion. And our kids and our grandkids and the great-great-grandkids, if Jesus tarries, will not live long enough to take care of the deficit that we've already dug ourselves into just since the Biden administration went into power. Setting up domestic terrorist organizations, ladies and gentlemen, making the LGBTQ agenda the dominating moral standard. We are watching morals, or should I say immorals, and the lack of ethics, things that are unethical, immoral, unholy, unbiblical, unconstitutional. We're watching them being put in place today. But one of the major ones that Biden had said that he would do, and he has done, is thinking about setting up the Equality Act that came into being, ladies and gentlemen, under Nancy Pelosi, the wicked witch in Washington. Nancy Pelosi, with the House Bill 5 that was passed in March of 2019 by 240 votes, there's 47 senators had already signed on to it in 2019, languishing in the Senate. But now, ladies and gentlemen, Biden has said that he's going to put that into effect by executive order. Part of his executive orders has already done so. Here's an article that says, think the Equality Act will spare churches and religious schools? Think again. This article says, with the Equality Act, which Biden has promised to push his first 100 days, not even churches and religious schools will be safe from the government reach. The deceptively named Equality Act would add sexual orientation and gender identity to a protected class to existing laws banning discrimination in places of public accommodation, employment, housing, and the recipients of the federal assistance. And while its name may sound nice to some, the Equality Act actually means poses devastation to the unprecedented threats to all religious liberties and freedoms. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in a church, that includes you. That includes me. And the Equality Act, ladies and gentlemen, says that a pastor cannot stand in the pulpit and preach anything about sin, the sin of sodomy. That the churches, whether it's church or school, religious adoption agency or college or university, they cannot print, publish, or distribute anything that will be antithetical to the sodomite lifestyle and the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. Joe Biden has already ordered that all American embassies around the world fly the sodomite LGBTQ rainbow flag on the flagpole directly under the American flag at every U.S. embassy around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the overreach of the federal government. We're watching government cross the red line, as I call it, in relationship to what we need to do, should do, and should be doing as Christians and as churches. Here's an article, Max Licato, most of you know that internationally named, famed name. I disagree with much of his theology, but here's the article. Max Licato issues apology for coming under fire by the LGBTQ community. Just days after the well-known pastor Max Licato delivered a virtual sermon at the Washington National Cathedral, leaders of the historic church now say it was a mistake to invite the evangelical leader because of his biblical views on marriage. Members of the LGBTQ community wanted Licato's invitation rescinded because of his past statements on homosexuality, same-sex marriage. David started online a petition in order to get the cathedral dean, Randy, to retract Licato's invitation to preach. Licato's teaching and preaching inflict active harm on the LGBTQ people, according to the petition. And as a result of that, Max Licato has apologized, ladies and gentlemen. Apology is not needed when you stand on the Word of God. Apology is not needed when we stand on what the Scripture says. Here's an article that says the Equality Upside Down Act. What could happen with President Biden's LGBTQ executive order? And it goes on to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen, that it will have some dire effect on the restrooms, the locker rooms, the shower rooms, the schools, sports rooms, and broadly stated, all people who receive equal treatment under the law, no matter their gender identity or sexual orientation. It gives federal agencies 100 days to implement all of Biden's executive order. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching our liberties and our freedoms being eviscerated. And the primary one that I'm concerned about is not just the freedom of speech and the freedom of our religious activity, but ladies and gentlemen, he is eviscerating the Second Amendment right, taking away our rights to keep and bear arms. The reason we have a Second Amendment right is to protect the First Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. And we're watching the Biden administration eviscerate, take away, totally destroy our Bill of Rights. I'm concerned. And I pray that you are. I pray that we'll take a stand. And the final thing is, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize what the Scripture says in Ecclesiastes. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.